Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's a big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
The Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. Brewers starting up against the San Diego Padres. Joey Lucchesi. This guy had a bunch of success against the Brewers in his one start against the Crew earlier this year. Seven innings against the Brewers. All the way back in June when the Brewers went out to San Diego. Seven innings of three hit, shutout baseball, walk three Brewers. Did Lucchesi, and the Brewers trying to get him back with the guy that pitched for the San Diego Padres 2 years ago. That was who the Brewers acquired Jordan Lyles from in 2018. They acquire him from the Pittsburgh Pirates here in 2019, and he will start for the Brewers today with a sub-2.5 earned run average since coming over at the deadline, and he's made nine starts. The Brewers have won eight of those starts. They try to make it 9 of 10 today, and they try to get the run back going after a tough loss last night, Sparky, and it really was in the sense of you knew there was going to be a point in this run where the Brewers weren't going to win every game on the way out. But to lose a game that you had an opportunity to win last night, it gave you a little bit of a salt feeling in there, but you still then look at the schedule, look at the Reds getting a win last night, which was tremendous in extra innings against the Cubs. They'll take on the Cardinals tonight on national television, and you are still in the situation that you expect to be in. Last year, at this point today, after the 18th of September, Brewers were in the first wild card spot by a game and a half. This was written up by J.R. Radcliffe over at the Journal Sentinel earlier today and just kind of lined up where the Brewers were last year in terms of this run and where they are at this point this year. So last year, they were in the first place for the wild card, the top wild card spot. So that would be at least a security blanket with an 86 and 66 mark. Two games ahead of the Cardinals there and 3.5 over Colorado for at least the second spot. They were 3.5 games behind the Cubs for first place at this time last season. We all know what ended up happening. They go into game 163 down at Wrigley Field and win the National League Central Division. This year, if you're going to do that, you're going to need some help from those Cubs. You're also going to need to run a little bit more of the table. But Sparky, at this point right now, what you've seen from this Brewers club here in the last 5.5 months, but more importantly, what you've seen in the last week and a half, is this year's run more exciting than last year's to you?
Man, I mean, I was in the meeting when we made this stupid question, but I didn't really want to talk about it. This is as tough as it gets, I think, as far as trying to answer this question.
Fun levels.
Yeah, to a degree, kind of, but it's at its totally different level. Like, when you start acquiring 100 players between July and August, and you're loading up, and then you're still a ways out come September 1, but you just got done kind of reloading your entire bullpen
With names, too, and like right. Curtis Granderson's right. And Gio Gonzalez's yes. And guys that had a little bit of name cred.
Right, and now you're looking at what you have, and you're like, Tyler Austin, Spangenberg, woohoo!
Yay, Jake Faria.
Why is he on his team? That's the difference here. Like last year, you kind of felt it start to move in the right direction based on Stearns kind of pushing chips in the month of August, really thinking they had a chance to go get this. So you felt that. Well, now the rule changes, so you can't load up in August anymore. You can't do what he did last year. So you kind of got to go with what you have. So instead, you're trying to piecemeal from guys that are getting released and minor leaguers and trying to figure out how to make this whole thing work. And again, you pat Craig Counsell on the back and go, man, buddy, you've done one heck of a job considering what you've been given to work with to a certain degree. And his whole staff, including his pitching coach, who I haven't really criticized. I just think Derek Johnson is better. But Hooky has done an okay job here, especially in the second half of the season, with guys like Jordan Lyles, who Billy talked about to open the show, and how much better he's pitched since coming over from Pittsburgh. See, last year, this is such a tough question. Last year, I had aspirations of a World Series last year. By the time we got to the end of September, you're looking and you're going, eh, Dodgers probably will keep it close. It'd be fun to play the Dodgers. But outside of that, I'm not quite sure anybody else can roll with this team right now. And then you get in and you take care of the Rockies, 1-2-3, and you're just moving along, no big deal. And then you battle it out with the Dodgers. This team here, there are no World Series aspirations for me whatsoever. I mean, just realistically, there's not. It's okay, it'd be cool if we got to the divisional round and then see what happens against the Braves if the Brewers win the division, and if it's the Nationals, fine. We'll see what happens against the Nationals. But I don't have the same World Series aspirations. But at the same time, I'm talking this all out on the air, it's great radio, but at the same time, this team should not be doing what they're doing right now with what they have talent-wise.
And somehow they're doing it, so that's all you know. And somehow, that's the only fact of the situation.
But right, but somehow it's just even more amazing and kind of, in a weird way, more fun to try and figure out how they continuously do it from game to game with what they have on their roster. What was the question?
Which year is more fun? And is this race more fun than last year's was? For you, as a Brewer fan.
I'll say yes, because you have three teams really involved in this thing right now. And you're chasing the Cardinals to try and win the division, and you're dealing with the Cubs for the wild card, and you have the Nationals for the wild card, and you got the Mets trying to catch you, and Philly. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on right now, right? So I'll say this year.
414-799-1250.
That's tough.
Help Sparky answer this question.
That's really tough.
Is this year's run more fun than last year's for you as a Brewer fan? 414-799-1250.
It wasn't until recently.
Well, that's a big part of it, too, is that it hasn't been the kind of fun level that you expected. Like, getting drummed 16-0 while it's part of the ride and you're enjoying the run, that's not fun to me. You don't have as much fun in those games. But what I do have fun watching is somehow these guys being able to continue to contribute and guys going down and back and down and back. Hernán Pérez DFA'd. Corey Spangenberg DFA'd
Jeremy
earlier
Jeffress
in the year.
Is gone.
Jeremy Jeffress is gone, released from the organization. Yelich Cousin is starting for the Boston Red Sox, who have already fired their president of baseball operations.
Yep.
So baseball has been drunk all year long. But now this might be the time when the Brewers are able to capitalize on the situation. It's a little bit laughable, but there's still an opportunity, and there's some math as to how it can get even weirder, that the Brewers and Cubs and Cardinals could all have to coin flip for where they decide this Central Division. So Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I have that for you next, but the Brewers now underway. A Greg Garcia walk on 10 pitches against Jordan Lyles starts the game off. After the game, at Who's on Third, it's an extravaganza. It's Bill Michaels, it's Tim Allen, it's Dennis Krause talking Brewers baseball, Packers football with you from 6 to 8. We're talking baseball with you and football, and even a little bit of Jalen Ramsey and nonsense. 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. 2 on, 1 out. Brewers And Padres out at Miller Park. It's Eric Hosmer against Jordan Lyles right now on a 1-2 count. An error by Keston Hira. Okay, it's going to happen, but it is just frustrating to see that. Sometimes, Keston, just ball in the glove, then throw it over there. Boom. Boom. Got it.
Yeah, Jordan Lyles is fine. Just struck out a guy. Now there's two outs.
It's not like he's that fine. Bad defensively, but it's just it's really not good. It's really not good.
Bat's too good to care. Don't care.
Don't care at all?
Not in the least.
So we're going to go on the complete opposite end of the spectrum with Orlando Arcia, because people say his defense is so good that you don't care that he's a 650 OPS player. But
the problem is his defense hasn't been very good this year. It's below average last time we talked to Mark Simon. Now we'll talk to Mark Simon again in about an hour and a half at 4:48. And I really want to get into pinch hitting and how important that is for these playoff contending teams going down the stretch. How important is it when you get into the postseason and then look and see where the Brewers' numbers are pinch hitting wise across baseball this year compared to, say, the Cubs or the Cardinals or some of these teams that they're competing with? Because I think that's a big deal. Some breaking news coming across. Poor Taco Charlton. I feel bad for him. Released by the Dolphins and claimed by the Dolphins. So enjoy Miami.
He gets cut by... Hold on here. So he gets cut by one of the best teams in football, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Then gets claimed by the Dolphins, the worst team in football.
Yep.
Well, at least he's in the same boat. Like,
well, he'll get to play.
He gets to play his former team this week.
Oh, there
Cowboys
is.
And Dolphins.
Maybe that's why they picked him up.
21.5 is the spread on this week's game.
Do you realize there are
21.5?
I wanted to get to Eli yesterday and ask this, but we ran out of time. There are two games favored by, I believe, 20 or more this week. There's not been a team to
Patriots
cover.
Patriots and Jets, yeah.
There's not been a team to cover that in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's going to this weekend. And one of those two teams will cover that spread.
We have not seen an NFL team cover that.
I will stay away from both, but one of those two teams will cover. Like, those two teams are that bad. And, I mean, talking about burning money, like, that is betting on the Jets to win the Super Bowl. Like, somebody bet $4,000 on the Bills to win the Super Bowl. That is lighting your money on fire. Dave is in Tennessee. He's answering if this year's run is more fun than last year for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Is Yelich done, or can he pinch hit?
No, he is out for the year.
He's done, huh?
Yes.
I just called to actually hear Sparky say Spangenberg again.
Spangenberg.
All right, and I got 23-17 pack. I'm going to let y'all go.
Thanks, Dave. All right, he's got 23-17 backers. Okay, that works out. Leroy Butler leaping into the studios with Carlson, Blau, and Clemens, bringing almonds. This guy knows what's up. Leroy, for you and Joy.
You're not with me. I'm just positive about it. I don't want people to think I'll just bring in a bunch of folks. Like, come here with like 50 people. Like,
stroll it in here with the
right
entire
there. You sit right there. That would be something I'd do, though.
That would be something you would do. You share the love and share the fun.
Yesterday, get some of them burgers.
That would have been a good idea. As National Cheeseburger Day, Wendy's just went all out, and it was fun. It was something else. I had to go to the gym earlier today just because of it. Now, Leroy, for you, you've been enjoying the run all year long with the Milwaukee Brewers, knowing the ups and downs that it goes through with sports and professional sports, more importantly, of what this type of season entails, what this means to go through the entire year of a team, of the run with an organization and the ups and downs that you're going to have player development-wise, guys getting hurt. Has this year been more fun for you following the Milwaukee Brewers and this run to the playoffs than last year's?
It has, because it forced you, well, I wouldn't say forced, but it enabled you to get to know players you normally would not know. Because I'm pulling every time for Braun, like last night, when he didn't come up clutch, people were just killing me. But I love it, though. I love it. Because you got to take the good with the bad. You
got to
always
sure felt like he was gonna
you
do
can't
it.
Be thin-skinned it. You can take criticism. Skinned. It's okay. And then Grisham had a chance to do the same thing. Leroy, you're having a bad night. But I've had more good ones than bad ones with this particular team. Because it does make you Spangenberg and all these guys, it makes you pull for these guys. Last year, we kind of know, especially with Yelich on the team, who were going to be the guys. And Kane had an amazing year last year. So with Kane not being where he was, you know, I think it's, I'm going to use a word, I don't know if it's, you can use it, but it's a funner season to me. because it's kind of a up and down thing.
Yeah, it's the true roller coaster
yes,
ride.
Because Moustakas comes back on his birthday and hit 2 home runs. That's fun. That, to me, is fun. And I got 3 people in Oak Creek that do not like Judge Monty. They hate it.
And
they
one of them is Steve.
They hate it when I say his name, although I'm trying to be funny with it. They just don't like him. For whatever reason, they just don't like him. I say, guys, the man's making 100 walks for a catcher hitting this many home runs. They just, So it's a lot of people nitpick the thing they don't like. But I also want to go back to something I said a couple of days ago. I'm going to round up, man, Dallas, I can do it. 40,000 people, man, during the week is amazing.
It's packed up in there again tonight.
Hey, listen, the fan base, give yourself a round of applause. And this is not a 7th-inning stretch, no, because that's what drives the players. And, Steve, that really makes me feel good about this because you can actually – some people may start to buy a Grisham jersey. If they get into the playoffs, you can buy a Grisham jersey, Spangenberg, how you say his name?
That was it, Spangenberg.
Him too. These guys, I don't know how long they're going to be here, but they're young kids. I don't know what the plan is in 5 years. I don't know. But if you go down to the Brewers Pro Shop, which I got my Brewers debit card, by the way, I get a little discount. You know, I like the discount. Hey, that's just me. Y'all rich folk, do your way to go. But I go out there at Miller Park Pro Shop, I show my card, and they give me a little taste. What's wrong with a little taste?
A little taster. Yeah, a little taster.
I love that place.
Nothing bad.
They
got to
be the most courteous people I ever met as far as helping you with sizes or whatever.
For sure.
So back to being
back
fun
to,
for me.
Back to which year has been more fun
it
for you.
It forced people to do their homework, though. Some people do rely upon us to give us stats or whatever. They can go on the internet, whatever. But it forces you, if you're a real Brewer fan and you know who you are, when they expand these rosters to say, man, I like this kid moving forward, you know. And I wasn't real disappointed that they lost coming back to that. I just didn't like the way that they lost. When you had a chance to – when anytime you're in the bottom of the ninth and you get a chance to walk it off, we're used to seeing that happen. So win the day, that'll make up for that, you know, and then you keep it moving. At the end of the day it forced you again to pull for players you normally would not know, and that's been a lot of fun for me.
Patrick says, depending on how long it lasts, but it is a lot of fun again. Now, that is understandable.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
It's tough to calculate, fair. Stevie, and I understand why you were having so much trouble answering it, was because last year's run, we get to see and nutshell the totality of last year's run.
Totality. Like
this year, you're still in the midst of it, and you have the opportunity to expand upon it, but there does appear to be a dead end at the end of this. Like you don't, I don't see the road being as wide open at the end of the tunnel as it was last year of where this can end. But with baseball, you see it so many different times, and you see examples of teams getting white hot at certain points in the year that you just you can't slow it down. To me, the opportunity of the fun factor is it's straight up unknown of what this run could actually be.
I was to say this. If they win the World Series with this roster, somebody better make a movie.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They better get a movie out of this.
It'll be
if they win the World Series with this roster, with who's on this team, and all the background stories you can make on all these different guys and how this all came together, right?
Yes.
I mean, they did it. They really blew up the Moneyball, Scott Hatterberg's of the world and all that stuff. If you can do that to Scott Hatterberg, you can do that to Black and Jackson and some of these other guys on this roster who ain't nobody know anything about.
Nope.
Previous to them coming up on this Major League Baseball roster. And forget Magic Cup rides. They're going to get a movie out of this.
They may get a movie series. See they get in the playoffs. Because you go back 3 weeks, man. We had people calling up saying they were done and they were frustrated. And, you know, they didn't know the direction of the team and things of this nature. And then all of a sudden, you see the DL every day. You know, you're getting, you know, Woody back. You say, wait a minute. Woodruff is coming back? And he looked good, too.
He did look good, and what he said earlier today.
Now, did you
today,
want more of him or less? That was about right.
That was about right. And right around 40 pitches, because he'll start stacking it up. And he said it yesterday at his locker, Leroy. He's like, it felt good to go in, get the work done, and have normal soreness again.
Man, you're preaching. I try to tell it to some people. They'd rather him go down to AAA and get all those. Why? That's a two innings here is a full game down there. Let him do his rehab, and it all works. Get back into your routine before you stretch him out a little bit more. I didn't have a problem with Steve.
That.
Did you have a problem with him a couple innings?
No. That's what they're going to do. Now we'll see if they extend him against – they say he's going to pitch against the Pirates. So now we'll see how what he looks like against the Pirates.
Well, maybe we'll go three, depending on how it goes.
Depending on how it goes. Yeah, depending on. And that'll be exactly how they have to move this on the way out. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. I say free because all these other places are making you pay to stream. We don't here at The Fan. We want you to listen to us and enjoy it. F-R-E-E. It's not that inexpensive, but it's pretty close. $3 is a deal that you cannot miss with Harry's Razors.
$2. Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. Listen,
there's people running out.
You take that razor.
I
nice
get a Megabucks ticket, too.
Super sharp blades that you have with Harry's Razors. They make them over in their factory that they own in Germany. They've been making some of the best blades in the world for nearly a century. Like I said the other day, you throw away that electric razor. Throw away that old razor you've been using since your grandpa gave it to you. And it's all rusted out. And, oh, that's the one my grandpa used. Start a new tradition. Start one with Harry's Razors like I did. You will love it. That nice, close, comfortable shave. Harry's believes you shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. Yes, you do. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per replacement cartridge. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use the word Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Harry's.com.
It should have been Spark Dough.
Yeah, well. 100% quality guarantee to go along with it with Harry's Razors. If you don't love your shave, and like I always tell everybody else, you will, and they all agree, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. But again, none of that really matters because you're going to love your shave. Harry's cares about giving back, too. That's always important. 1% of sales are donated to charitable organizations.
Very nice.
That makes you feel good, too, going purchasing yourself a Harry's Razor. So, as summer is concluding, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Harry's.com. And when you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And you prefer to stop shop in a store, those box stores. Harry's Razors also available at Walmart and Target.
All right, I'm starting to get a rash. It's been like an hour and a half, and we haven't talked Packers football. Head coach Matt LaFleur's next when he's Big Show on the Fan.
And we could fly, because we all have wings. But some of us. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never ever tear us apart.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. It's a Throwback Thursday in excess with you on a Throwback Thursday. Our nominees for using the hashtag Big Throwback. Got to get Leroy Butler, Leap 36's nominee, but Jackson 5, along with Michael Jackson, was Gary Ellerson's Jackal, which is apparently a rock band.
90s rock band.
90s for Steve Sparky Fiver. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that's a classic, and Steve Miller Band for myself. Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Where are you going with your nominee for a Throwback Thursday?
Is Creed 20 years?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that works.
I just hate that they broke up. I don't like when these bands break up.
Can't you just all make money together?
Hey man,
can't we all just focus on making money?
I want to leave this show a lot of times, but I'll stay this so y'all can make money.
Appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. You're the offset of the Wendy's Big Show. Would that be a good comparison? Would you care to be somebody else? I'd go
like
offset.
Offset.
I think anybody would be happy to be offset.
And you're married to Cardi B? Yeah.
That works out for you.
This segment of The Big Show is brought to you by Uptown Motors Lincoln. Uptown begins with you, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler.
That's
go
right.
to UptownMotors.com. Now, let's hear from the head coach on 105.7 FM,
Nick D.
The Fan.
All right, before we hear from Matt LaFleur, the head coach of your Green Bay Packers, brought to you by Uptown Motors, the official car dealership of Leroy Butler. Brewers up 1-0 in Leroy Butler. How did they get that run in?
Clutch. Now, Ryan, I know about last night.
RBI double.
But I'm going to give him a pass because me and Steve were just talking about he's swung at that last pitch. It was low last night. Mm-hmm. Well, the one he hit right here was a golf ball.
He loves
going
that.
Down.
He loves that slider in the dirt, Stevie. I mean, that is Ryan Braun's pitch. He loves it, man. Just loves it.
Matt I'm glad LaFleur to see him get us on the board.
Is going
to
love getting wins, especially at Lambeau Field. They try to get another one this week as 7.5-point favorites over the Denver Broncos. Make a trade, and who can be returning punts? It's answered here by Matt LaFleur. On the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That was Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur talking a little bit about what they're going to do with the running back situation. We're going to get into that just after the 4 o'clock hour begins. Next, we have Rob Stone from Big Fox Noon kickoff there in Madison this weekend for Badgers and Wolverines. Who needs this game more? We'll ask Rob Stone. But who has more to gain? That's where Paul Chris might come into this conversation a little bit more. And what is it? Are we expecting for the atmosphere in Madison this weekend? Rob Stone of Fox Sports joins us next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, In Excess, Throwback Thursday on The Fan. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag Big Throwback for your nominee. Our nominees for next week, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, Jackal, Creed, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Steve Miller Band. Go with one of those or one of your own. Use the hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I was going to do Mariah Carey until y'all, till she won, but I'm tired of it.
How are you tired of Mariah Carey?
Because no one will vote for her. I don't understand.
That's Leroy
like
Butler,
her.
Leap 36, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer. Steve Sparky Fivers here. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. And now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Fox Sports, also a former WWE 24/7 champion, host of the Big Noon Kickoff on Fox this weekend in Madison. It's Rob Stone. Stone, appreciate the time, man, on the Wendy's Big Show today.
Let me tell you, that's how you start off an introduction. Introducing me as former 24/7 champ, you have no idea the smile on my face. I'm sorry, brother. You're not getting a Mariah Carey vote from this guy.
I know. See?
I'm an In Excess cat, man. So
I like In Excess.
I like the music lead.
That works out. He's also a ham bone purist, as we hear from our man, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
There we go. Who, I'm talking to my people in Wisconsin. I love this.
Oh, 100%, Rob. This week in Madison, what can people expect from first you guys on the road here for the Big Noon Kickoff? It's going to be outstanding. And then the Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines kicking off this run of Big Ten play on Fox.
Yeah, this is one I think we've really kind of circled and you know, kind of hoping that both teams made it through week two and can sit on that bye as unbeaten. And we all know that Michigan was barely able to survive Army 2 weeks ago, which just kind of brought up a ton of questions. And I know we'll get into that. But I think this is that first real marquee Big Ten game that's out there. And I think both of these programs have to kind of look at this as pretty darn close to must win if they want to get themselves in the playoff picture. There's just so little room for error, particularly when you look at what the other universities are doing out there. Look, somebody up out there, are you going to tell me Clemson's going to lose before they get to the playoffs? Right? I mean, the ACC is so down right now. I think Clemson's gone through the toughest part of their schedule. I think they're an absolute
But if they lose, Rob, they're still going to be in it. If they lose, they'll still be in it. If Alabama lose, they'll still be in it, right?
100%. And we're already talking two, maybe three SEC teams with a real strong sniff to get in. And then Oklahoma and Texas. I think Texas still has a chance because odds are they're going to get two more bites at Oklahoma, and that looks pretty good. So if you're the Big Ten, you're saying, look, we need to get our tail back into the playoff picture, and there's no way a two-loss Big Ten team is getting in. I think we all know that. I think that's only reserved for the SEC. So if you're Wisconsin or Michigan, you're saying we got to win this week because we know how many nasty roadblocks are still ahead of us down the road, meaning that they've got to continue to sweep the table. If you're Wisconsin, though, I think you're happy where you are. I mean, how can you not be? You're outscoring the opposition 110-0, but it's the opposition that we're talking about. So, you know, is Wisconsin that good, or are the South Floridas of the world that poor right now? And I think we're going to find out. My hunch is that Wisconsin is that good, and I think the fact that they have something to complement Jonathan Taylor's running game is the difference this season for Wisconsin.
Well, having Quintez Cephas back as a wide receiver helps too. That wide receiving core may be one of the more talented wide receiving cores they've had in the last 20 or 30 years at this point, Rob. But let's talk about Michigan just for a quick moment here. Are people kind of bewildered by the fact that Harbaugh hasn't had more success with how well he's done in his recruiting classes, the success that he had at Stanford, and then looking at, you know, his record versus, say, Paul Chryst? Chryst has the better record, has more bowl success than he does, and his recruiting classes aren't anywhere close to what Harbaugh has.
Just the khakis and the glasses.
Well, it's distracting, and eating the steak and drinking the whole milk. And, you know, I think what it is really is it's the fact that so much of the focus of Michigan football is on Jim Harbaugh. And look, as a head coach, you clearly want to take the stress off your players, right? Let them come to me. Let me deal with this. You guys just worry about graduating, worry about your academics, worry about your football. I'll deal with this. But in the Harbaugh case, to me and to a lot of other outsiders, it feels like it's above and beyond, where it is the focus on the khakis and the glasses and the hat. It is that focus where he's wearing the gloves during warm-ups and throwing with the QBs and catching as well. And some guys may love that, and they may love the fact that their coach is down there getting the nails dirty and trying to be in the pits with these guys. But I get the sense that it's just a little too much me. And look, Jim has won there. He just hasn't won when it's mattered, right? He hasn't won versus ranked teams. He hasn't won those rivalry games with Michigan State and Ohio State for the most part. And that's what the conversation is going to be about. People are going to forget in a couple weeks, if not already, that they had to go to overtime with Army, right? I mean, this is an Army team that can only get 14 points on the board versus Rice in their opener, and Michigan at the Big House can't stop Army, and they can't move the ball. So I am confused by Michigan, because the Michigan I knew growing up was, you know, was this certain entity that was Bo Schembechler and the talent that came through there and the pride and the prestige that was there. So I expect them to constantly be in the national title conversation. To me, they're only in the national title conversation the last couple years in the opening weeks of the season and the preseason talk, where it's like, is this the year for Michigan? Here they finally got a quarterback that's going to solve their problems. But all the conversation only seems to be in August and September, and once mid-October comes, people have moved on from Michigan, and then the narrative becomes, how come Harbaugh can't win these big ones? How come Michigan isn't better than they are? And part of that is the expectations. I think it's fair to say the expectations nationwide on Michigan are greater than they are on Wisconsin. And Paul Chryst plays to that perfectly, and I think you can strike easier and with more success when those expectations are somewhat tempered compared to what you have to deal with in Ann Arbor, in Columbus, you know, in Tuscaloosa.
Talking with Rob Stone. You can follow him at Rob Stone on Fox on Twitter. He's previewing Badgers and Michigan Wolverines. Big noon kickoff on Fox in Madison this Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me, Badgers and Michigan here on The Fan.
Rob, Jack Cohn takes over. I've been very efficient quarterback the first two games. We talked about the opponents. The guy I want to talk about is Taylor. If he puts up another big day, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, I know if I'm looking at all these Heisman projections, it seems like they're all quarterbacks, and he would obviously be the top running back. These are the games that people are going to look at and say, how good did he do against a Michigan defense?
100%, and you need those Heisman moments as well. But as my cohorts on the set, you know, Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart will tell me, you don't want to be the Heisman winner in September.
Right.
That's not when Heismans are won. Yes, you can build that base and you can get that early buzz and conversation and eyeballs, particularly if you're kind of an outsider. But you're right. In the end, they're going to say, hey, good for you. You did that against USF. Oh, great. You ran it on Central Michigan for another 100-yard game. What'd you do against Michigan? Because you say Michigan defense, automatically, right or wrong, our brains, the voters of the Heisman Trophy out there are saying, whoa, that's a good defense. that's really impressive you were able to do that. So I think it's mandatory if a Heisman is to return to Madison that it starts with a strong Saturday for Taylor against Michigan, and I don't expect him not to have a strong day. And again, I think it goes back to this Cohn-Cephas pairing, and I think it takes this pressure off of Taylor. Urban Meyer was telling us this week that Wisconsin is a good football team constantly, right? And give Paul Chryst a ton of credit and his staff for that. They are a really good football team when they can throw it even just a little. And they clearly could not throw it even just a little last year in Ann Arbor when they fell 38-13. And Michigan was able to put up a ton of yards and rush it, but Wisconsin couldn't get it any game going through the air. I don't expect that to be the case Saturday in Madison. And I think, frankly, Cohn and the connection with Cephas is going to be the difference on Saturday.
Yeah, one more for me. I think Sparky got a couple more. But I think the game would be more impactful if it was in November than so early. I mean, early, 100%. 11 o'clock, and they got an early bye week. But just, again, having your first home Big Ten opponent at home, being Michigan, it's going to be a lot of people here, a lot going on. My question is, say you were the general manager, and say you were running everything, when would you have these games, these meaningful games in the Big Ten? Would you have them early, middle, or late?
Man, that's a great one. I think my gut would tell me that I would like to space it out throughout the campaign, because I love the fact that college football comes in strong now in week zero. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't even have a number next to it. Week zero, and there's big-time games, and guess what? The college football community and the eyeballs are invested already before we even get to week one. So I do like these big early games. I think particularly if you're like a Big Ten or the Pac-12 where you need some more positive conversation going on with some of the other programs. You want these early games and you want success in them. You know, I think that's what, you know, I'm going out west right now, Pac-12. They've stung themselves the last couple years by the strong, ambitious scheduling of just one of their kind of hierarchy teams losing to the SEC in week one, and it's hurt the national narrative on that entire conference. Just that one game, that one Oregon loss to Auburn, has hurt the entire Pac-12. Look, I don't think a Michigan or Nebraska or a Michigan or Wisconsin loss is going to hurt the Big Ten narrative, but I actually like the fact that here we are in mid to late September, and we're talking about really important games that matter going into October, November. So I guess my gut is I would string it out as long as you can. Plus, coaches, man, they don't want to be banging each other's brains in week in and week out come November and December when you're trying to get to the Big Ten championship game. And ideally, because these are programs that have their eyes clearly set on getting the college football playoffs as well.
I got to know something. For you, Rob, is Wisconsin your favorite on that side of the conference? Because coming into the season, I'll be honest, I picked Nebraska on that side. But right now, Wisconsin looks pretty good.
100%. I think Nebraska was one of those trendy picks where a lot of folks said, oh, they had so many close defeats last year and they ended the campaign strong. And Scott Frost, what he's been able to do once he's given that time, and Martinez at quarterback, I think a lot of people kind of fell in love with Nebraska, and my hunch is Scott Frost saw that his Cornhuskers were ranked in the preseason, and look, we can do hours about what preseason rankings mean and what they really don't mean, but in the end, it's still bringing attention to that program, and yes, he wants it, but I don't think he wanted those expectations quite yet. I never bought that Nebraska was the team to beat. I thought Nebraska would be a stronger opposition this year than they were last year, and I think they would maybe be more of a team that would be a spoiler rather than a contender in the Big Ten West. And I think right now it's clear that Wisconsin is the team to beat. And once they, we'll know a lot more Saturday with the top 15 showdown with Michigan, and you get that win under your belt, you're clearly saying to yourself, the Badgers are the team to beat. And folks in Wisconsin might want to start looking about travel to Indianapolis come December.
It is going to be fun this Saturday. Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. Big noon kickoff with Rob Stone here on The Fan joining us on the Wendy's Big Show. Rob, the cast here quickly. I got one. You got Brady Quinn, Matt Leinart, and Reggie Bush. There's a couple of USC guys and one guy that's being connected to USC. What's the deal there with Urban Meyer?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Coliseum tomorrow on FS1. So we've got number 10 Utah at USC and Reggie going back to the Coliseum. Mm. It's going to be something really special. I know for Reggie and for all of us, and I honestly hope and I do feel this is going to be kind of that bridge-building moment between USC, Bush, and the NCAA where he's going to start to be brought back into the family. I hope so. I don't know
I pray
that,
so.
But I really feel like this is going to be a turning point Friday night. And, I can't wait to get to Coliseum and see what that organic, natural reaction is going to be for Reggie to the audience and the audience back to Reggie. Reggie's already told me this week, man, that's where I became a man. You know, that is my home. I got a tough relationship that's going on right there, but there's a lot of love. There's a lot of love for USC and that Coliseum for Reggie. So I can't wait to see it. And yes, Clay Helton is under duress. There's no athletic director. There's a brand new president who, by the way, came out today and said she's not interested in hiring Urban Meyer should there be an opening at USC.
That means she's interested in hiring.
It's not smart. That's not a smart decision.
That's the tea leaves.
Yep, that's what it means.
I got to tell you, I cannot speak for Urban Meyer, and I never will. I do believe he's really enjoying this television gig, and he's fantastic at it. Oh,
he's
by
bored
the way,
to death. He really yell at kids. Make $12 million.
He's made his coin, right?
He got plenty of money.
He's good there. You know, he needs that drive. He needs that competition. And that's something elite athletes, elite coaches all have in common. They need to keep doing that. So I think it'll be good for him to get on site, to get out to a game that he can smell and breathe and taste and really, really feel it. But like he's had some serious health issues, and these are no joke health issues, and he can't continue doing this. And we've talked in private about, you know, the images last year, the cameras really seemed to find Urban at the precise moments that he was in sheer pain and discomfort, and he knew something was wrong. And he'll tell you, man, it was worse the year before. So this has been an issue that's ongoing for him and his family for years. And I think he's at the point where I can't keep doing this to my body. I can't keep doing this to my loved ones. It's time to try to find that next outlet. But I think it's always going to be there. You know, when you are elite like Urban Meyer is, and people are going to want to try to bring you in and kick the tires and make a phone call and see if this is something that works. My gut, my advice, my Las Vegas advice would be not to put any money on Urban Meyer going to USC.
But more importantly, would he join you on the PBA telecasts on Fox that were outstanding this year?
100%.
Yeah, 100%. For sure.
If we're in Columbus, or Ohio, I'm gonna teach him what a ham bone is in no time.
There you go.
I'll get him barking the back-to-back jacks and all that good stuff.
that deal with the PBA Tour and Fox just produced, I think, more than anybody possibly could have realized with the replays on FS1 and the big broadcast on the national Fox. Just unbelievable the difference as far as audience size goes now that PBA Tour.
Now, what does PBA stand for?
Professional Bowling Association.
Again, what does that stand for?
Good job, Billy. I'm very impressed with
you. What does that stand for?
Very impressed.
Professional Bowling.
I care about it. It's college football season.
Hey, Rob Stone's a play-by-play guy for the PBA, man.
Roy.
Rob, my best score is 87, okay? So,
87. You know which way the
Steve won't.
Yeah.
Steve won't teach me.
The bar in the concession stand. 87.
It's Steve's fault. That's what the bumper.
And he was an athlete. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. I don't think I would be taking phone calls from this radio station.
I mean, Rob, and that's what the bumpers. That's what the bumpers up. I still can't get over 87. Yeah.
We're gonna figure this. Let me tell you, we're gonna figure this out next time. I find the PBA is strutting around the great state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, help me.
Your sorry, bowling ass out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man. Have fun this weekend.
You got it, guys. Thanks for the call.
That's Rob Stone of Big Noon Kickoff on Fox Madison.
You know I'm bad.
It's okay.
He just
man.
Sit there and let me just. Well, Gina, how do you say Gina last name?
I only think that I could maybe get one or two.
Gina helped me out.
Gina Della from Pella?
I got a bunch of Gina. I was up for Classic Lane. She's supposed to help me out.
Oh, whoops.
I'm terrible.
Well, why don't you talk about Gina Della Frampella? Because
I tell you what,
she
guys,
really loves you.
People think this is a joke when Gary said the other day, if your windows are leaking, they're probably still going to leak. It's true. Well, guess what would happen to one of my best friends? And he's got somebody, he's calling Pete up. He's going to get Pete over there to take a look at his windows. Guys, they've been doing this for a long time, but for the most part, they've been a big supporter of helping people. Now, why you ask? If you would, I don't know, a lot of people like to take loans out against their homeowners or equity line and things of that nature. They have better rates than that. Now, you think about that. They have better rates than that. Pella Window and Door has been doing it in Wisconsin. You got to go to PellaWI.com. Go there today. PellaWI.com. Tell them Leroy Butler. And what's this other guy named? That left?
Gary Ellerson.
Went to see Brock play. His name is Gary.
Gary, yes.
Tell them Ray. Gary Ellerson sent you and Gina Della. Tell her that don't you love Leroy more than some of these other guys? Wayne, Gary, and all these
Not
guys.
Not more than Baby Tosh, though.
Stop it.
She'll answer that one.
Go to PellaWI.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.